Further practical uses for dowsing are investigated in this session. Dawnie shares her insights on how to enhance the energy of food and drink, how to clear negative energies from antiques and stones, and instructs you on how you can use a surrogate when working with energy and the dowsing process. In the second segment of the CD, Dawnie teaches you how to clean your dowsing instrument and further clarifies the steps you need to take in the dowsing process. She ends the session by introducing you to the advanced concepts of dowsing.
Let's move on and talk about the energy of food and drink. You can go through the things that you're drinking and using in your house and test how it affects your body. If you would like to use the chart, that numbering that goes 1 to 10, positive and negative, you can use that. Use it to determine how things will affect your body. Ask what are the health benefits of drinking regular soda and diet soda, or drinking soda at all. Some people I find are not affected by one or the other. Some people that are diabetics, it's very significant whether they use the soda with the high sugar content or whether they use the diet one. Then there's also all the issues about what type of sweetener is optimum for your body. Here again, test for you. We're only concerned about what works for your body. Then there's the issue of margarine, butter, and oils. There's the issue of hydrogenated versus non-hydrogenated. Go through again and test what's right specifically for you. You have a choice of what you put into your body. What goes into your mouth, you can choose. Also, water, major issue. How about the tap water in my area? How about reverse osmosis? What about those different flavors of bottle water? Dowsing is a good way to make those decisions and do it with accuracy as it affects you. How can we enhance the energy if we find that it's a little low? There's a lot of talk that even the fresh produce that comes nowadays from the market and the dairy products and everything, that the energy level and the vital force energy is very low and everything. And then suppose it sat in the refrigerator for a while and it's looking a bit wilted. Are there ways we can enhance the energy? Absolutely. One of the things I like to do is prayer or blessing. Think about what you want to accomplish with your prayer or blessing. I state a list of the criteria, just like I would for anything else. Like suppose it's for food that I'm eating. I want to bless all the hands that were involved in bringing it to me. That could include the farmer, any of the workers, the farm animals. It could include the earth itself. Could include the people that transported in trucks, the store, the clerks, the lady that prepared it for me, so on and so forth. I go through and say, bless all the hands that were involved in bringing this here before me. And I ask that animals that gave their life for this food be blessed and uplifted. Remember, we're all one. So as we consider and bless others, we are blessing ourselves. So that raises the vibration and frequency of it. Then we've got the food item there. We also want to bless the way in which our body utilizes it and the things that we do with that energy we gain from the food. So basically, in prayer and thanks, you bless the giver, the receiver, and its use. Those three steps, very simple. You can do some experiments with a bottle of bottled water. You can do it one of two ways. You can check on your chart of the numbers and see what it goes to, whether it goes to plus two, plus five, whatever. You can also use your dowsing rods and ask to have them cross and indicate what are the outer limits of the energy field of that bottle of water. Check with the rods on the actual product, check on the chart and see what you get. Now, do your blessing and then check the results. And you'll be amazed at how dramatically increases it. I use this concept and I ask that whenever I grab a hold of something to put it in my mouth, it's automatically blessed in case I forget. Because I have a keen awareness that it's very significant and important to always bless the giver, the receiver, and its use. So whenever I touch something and put it into my mouth, I'm always giving thanks. I'm always blessing it. When you do that, you'll find that it enhances the way your body works with the energy of the various foods and drinks that you put in. I use this concept when I'm in a buffet line even. I've got my hands underneath the plate of food as I'm going along. I take that opportunity as I'm looking over the buffet table, and I'm also looking at the other people present, to bring through me as a clear and perfect channel of love, light, and healing, a blessing. Blessing all the souls, all of creation, the animals, plants, and everything that were involved in bringing all this wonderful food here. Blessing my body's use of it for optimum results, and then blessing the way I take this energy and use it for the highest good of all. Here again, others may not be ready to have this experience of having everything blessed to that high of a frequency. So respect that and ask that it always, the free will of others, is respected. But for your experience and for those that are ready to receive that other experience, that they be blessed with it at a level that's appropriate for them. There again, we're going back to what we just completed about everything that comes out from me will be automatically adjusted to the most appropriate vibration and frequency of the recipient. This is the prayer that I use in full when I'm blessing food or drink. When it's not appropriate or you don't have time to do it in full, then you say, bless this food, bless this drink, and it will encompass all the things in this prayer if you've pre-programmed it to be that way. Bless the souls and all of creation involved in bringing this food and drink here before me. May its energy be transformed to nourish and sustain me on all levels of my being, that I may use it for the highest purpose and the highest good of all. For this I give thanks and know that it is so. Amen. To clarify how you would pre-program this, again, you ask the angels, this is the prayer that I would like to have. It's an imprint, actually, and this is a beneficial imprint. Remember, we talked about flip sides of things. So we do a lot of work with dowsing and clearing the side of the imprints that are not good for us or not beneficial for us. So this is, you can create an imprint any way that you want with your intention. So you ask the angels, please imprint this as a prayer, sort of like a short form, and then whenever I say, bless this food or bless this drink, I mean, apply everything that's mentioned in this prayer. And that's all you have to do, and say, I choose for this to be permanently in place for as long as it is divine will to be so. I'll share with you the blessing I use. You can program this into your database, or you can customize it in a way that is special for you. When it's not appropriate or you don't have time to do it in full, then you say, bless this food, bless this drink, and it will encompass all the things in this prayer if you've pre-programmed it to be that way. Bless the souls and all of creation involved in bringing this food and drink here before me. May its energy be transformed to nourish and sustain me on all levels of my being, that I may use it for the highest purpose and the highest good of all. For this I give thanks and know that it is so. Amen. To clarify how you would pre-program this, again, you ask the angels, this is the prayer that I would like to have. It's an imprint, actually, and this is a beneficial imprint. Remember, we talked about flip sides of things. So we do a lot of work with dowsing and clearing the side of the imprints that are not good for us or not beneficial for us. So this is, you can create an imprint any way that you want with your intention. So you ask the angels, please imprint this as a prayer, sort of like a short form. And then whenever I say, bless this food or bless this drink, I mean, apply everything that's mentioned in this prayer. And that's all you have to do, and say, I choose for this to be permanently in place for as long as it is divine will to be so. Let's now consider other products that we might purchase. Anything from vitamins to infomercial products to a new mattress or whatever. In advertising and marketing, they do a lot of what I call smoke and mirrors packaging. They want to make it look the best. So they wrap it on the outside in a real attractive manner. And sometimes when you open the package, it's ugh inside. So with your dowsing, when you're investigating about a product, particularly ones that have a lot of marketing on them, and they say, this is the best, your body needs it, or you can't buy a better one than this. We want to clear off the smoke and mirrors packaging and then check out what's inside. In order to do that, it's very simple. Before you use your dowsing chart, or before you ask, is it wise for me to purchase this item, simply ask, please clear anything that would cause me not to see absolute truth. Just say, please clear it. Watch your dowsing instrument. It'll move in a clearing mode. When it's finished, ask, is that complete? Sometimes you might want to do the suspenders and belt routine so you can say, is there anything remaining that would cause me not to see absolute truth? Then check your chart and see what your answer is. I discovered this by getting a response one time to something where I thought, how can this be? And actually, it was something of a spiritual nature, which is quite intriguing. It wasn't even a product on this one. A woman was speaking and talking, and she was using charts to show level of consciousness, and she was doing dowsing. She was talking about what her level of consciousness was, and it was going way off the charts. And I'm like, you know, first off, we've got the ego involved here, and secondly, other things about this lady's behavior and performance are not indicating that she's off the charts on her spiritual growth and development. So what's going on here? So I did it at first, and I got off the charts too. She had sort of packaged herself or cast a spell with her thoughts that anybody that checked on it would get the same thing she got. Quite fascinating, when I cleared off all the smoke and mirrors and packaging that she'd put on herself, it came down to more like an inch or two from the bottom instead of off the chart at the top. So whenever your gut feeling is that something's not right about this, listen to that. Your body doesn't lie to you. You're getting that feeling for a reason to alert you. It's a red flag waving. Hey, something's going on here you need to take note of. And ask to clear off anything that obstructs your seeing the truth. If you were searching to investigate someone's privacy, they don't help with that. So just know that if your purpose and intention and your heart is pure about it, you can ask, clear that off. I want to see the truth. And it'll be done.